Central Intelligence Agency Director Leon Panetta, attending iftar, the evening meal that breaks the fast during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan.
How are you?
The CIA this year announced a 5-year plan to boost fluency in Arabic and other languages within the agency. Panetta aims to raise foreign language proficiency inside the CIA from less than a third to at least a half of all analysts and intelligence operatives. Special interest has been placed on languages such as Dari and Pashto, the primary languages spoken in Afghanistan.
The reason I'm here is because I want to reach out to the Arab community, to the Muslim community, and try to see what we can do to help bring that community into the CIA.
Dearborn, Michigan is a suburb of Detroit, the hometown of automaker Henry Ford and the Ford Motor Company. It is also one of the largest Arab communities in the U.S. More than 30% of the population is Arab American. The majority are of Lebanese and Iraqi heritage. In his speech to the invitation-only crowd, Director Panetta said the CIA needs officers who can operate credibly and effectively in any society.
That means that they have to have language fluency and a deep understanding of local culture.
He believes tapping into the knowledge and talent of what he calls America's heritage communities, like the Arab community in Dearborn, is the best way to do that.
We have to reflect the face of this nation, and we have to reflect the face of the world.
But recruiting in the Arab American community has had its problems. After 9/11, many felt they were unfairly stereotyped as terrorists by U.S. law enforcement and immigration authorities. We visited a cafe in Dearborn and asked patrons if it was a good idea for more Arab Americans to join the CIA. Nancy Jaffer, of Lebanese heritage, is a school psychologist.
Well, in theory it's a good thing, yeah. But I think there's kind of a trust component there. And not in the end of the Americans, but more in the end of the Arabs themselves, in terms of where they would fit in and how they would be received.
Community leaders also say there has been dissatisfaction with policies such as the Iraq War, allegations of torture such as waterboarding, and extrajudicial detentions. Osama Seblani is president of the Arab American Political Action Committee, based in Dearborn.
And when the CIA is implementing such policies, then it becomes a double jeopardy issues to the community. How could you accept to work with the CIA when the CIA is implementing the rules and regulations and the policies that are, you know, completely opposite to what you want?
Still, there is a strong sense of patriotism among other Arab Americans in the Dearborn area. Henry Medina, the CIA's Midwest regional recruiter, says applications in the area have increased over the last few years.
But we are finding much more success here working in kind of non-traditional recruitment venues like this, outside of the career fair kind of confines, if you will.
Director Panetta wants to loosen security clearance restrictions for employees with relatives in Iran and Lebanon, making it easier for them to join the agency. His appearance here was well received. Many felt it was a long overdue sign the Arab community is an accepted part of the American fabric. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Dearborn, Michigan.